Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good afternoon, Father.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody.
Today is the solemnity of the Annunciation, and Father will reflect on today's Gospel from St. Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Father.
Okay, so today is the Feast of Annunciation. It's been moved from March 25th to April 8th because of the fell on Holy Week. And so today we celebrate what St. Thomas terms the mystery of the miracle of miracles, the incarnation, when Mary said yes to be the mother of God and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Catechism states, "A miracle above all comprehension, in which God showed how powerful was his love towards men, which of God made him a man." It was said of Alexander the Great, after he had conquered Darius and subdued Persia, he wanted to win the affections of their people, so he went out and dressed in a Persian costume to make them think he's one of his own. And in many ways, that's how what happens today is our Lord took on our flesh, lowered himself and became one of us to win the love of us. And I think we have to look at the reason this happened is because of a human cooperation with God's grace, with a lowly virgin, which we know is Mary, a young woman, a very young woman. As a matter of fact, she was probably no more than 15. And although she was troubled and didn't know how this would be, and somewhat fearful as this huge angel appeared to her in a room, she shows this incredible trust in God. And even though she didn't understand how can this be, she says yes to God's will. And I think there's many, many avenues we can take in our meditation about when we find ourselves in situations where we don't know how things are going to go about, how we're going to manage, a parent, how can I have another kid, or a guy who's struggling with his work, how can I do this, or physical health, how can this be? Nothing will be impossible for God, the angel says to Mary and to us, that if God wants something to happen and we cooperate with God's grace, God's going to make it happen. And as this miracle of miracles happened because Mary's fiat, there's also miracles that happen in our life if we simply say yes to God's will, especially if it's a difficult decision and something that cost us something very dear. This decision of Mary cost her a lot. She wasn't married. She was young. This whole thing changed her life. But thanks be to God that Mary said yes, and her fiat really changed the world. It is the greatest decision ever made in human history, other than God saying yes to dying on the cross for us. So we turn to Our Lady, the source of all joy, and we ask her to pray for us.